Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day number 4 of our Mexican food recipes brings me to something that we grew up doing every single year. And once again, when I think of Christmas, I think of tradition, I think of family. This is my grandmother's recipe for fresh tortillas. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do in a bowl is I'm going to add 1 cup of flour. Now, it's very important to remember when you do this just with your hands. I used to do this before with different mixers and blenders, but I promise you the best way to do it is with your hands because you kind of get a feel and know exactly what it is that we're doing. So what I'm going to do is put that 1 cup of flour in a big bowl. I'm going to add into there 3 tablespoons of shortening. Now, I know that sounds like a lot, and maybe it is, but it's a tortilla. It's not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's one of the most delicious. We're going to go ahead and add the 3 tablespoons of shortening, but we're going to do it slowly. We're going to cut the fat in, which is a very slow method of adding or incorporating fat into a nice, into a flour mixture. So we're going to go ahead and add in 1, 2, 3 tablespoons of shortening. We're going to cut up those tablespoons really, really small, so that way we're adding just little chunks in. But before I do that, I also want to add a half a teaspoon, not even a full teaspoon, of baking powder to our mixture as well. That way our tortillas have a little bit of rise. So we're going to add in those little 3 tablespoons of shortening. If you want to do this healthier, I've also made this recipe before with coconut shortening as well. So it's definitely not a bad thing, and they are tasted really, really good. So the 3 tablespoons of shortening, and then we're going to add in our teaspoon of salt. Now, they do have to have salt in them, and some people don't want the salt, but the salt also does a chemical binding agent as well with these tortillas, so it's not a bad thing, I promise you. Once we add in that salt, I'm going to go ahead and mix all of this around by hand, and what we're looking for is almost like a beach sand kind of look, almost like if you're making a fresh pie crust, and we've talked about that before here on the show, how many times we could do a different style of pie crust as well. And what I'm going to do next is we're going to add in some cold water. We're only going to add enough cold water in until this all starts to come together, which is usually like a quarter cup, maybe a little bit more. It depends. Remember, when you measure and you're doing anything with measuring and flour and shortening, we have to be precise with our measurements only to guarantee or to ensure that everything is going to taste consistent. And it's very, very important. So 1 cup of flour, 3 tablespoons of shortening, 1 teaspoon of salt, and also 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder for a little bit of rise. And mix all this together. We're going to go ahead and let that sit in the fridge for 1 hour. Pull it out, roll it out, put it over a nice hot comal or a pan. No oil, nothing, because there's enough fat already in the tortilla, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.